Intrusive thoughts, painful reminders, triggers are all super common after infidelity. These moments can create what's called emotional flooding, and it just makes the betrayed partner feel overwhelmed and unsafe. And this flooding can actually keep couples stuck for a long time after discovery. It can result in a lot of fights, because while they're flooded, it's easy to get into an argument, it's easy to overreact to the situation at hand, and then the unfaithful partner often doesn't recognize the severity of what they're actually going through in the moment, and think that they're blowing something very small out of proportion. And they might be technically overreacting to the situation, but they're not at all overreacting to what's going on internally. So how the unfaithful partner responds is crucial to address whether or not it's going to be a healing response or just making the situation worse. And so if you're the unfaithful partner, your goal is to not control their reaction. It's to recognize that this is about them, their safety, them feeling steady, and just giving them some compassion while they're in pain. So what exactly is emotional flooding? It happens when a person becomes overwhelmed by trauma, triggers, intrusive thoughts, or flashbacks. It can include rage, verbal escalation, fight or flight reactions, marathon questioning where they just won't stop, sudden demands or decisions, like that's it, as of right now, intense emotional reactions, confusion, panic, and underneath all of these is usually feeling unsafe. And if I understand the science right, what's going on beneath this is that stress hormones and adrenaline are taking over. And so in that state, reasoning, correcting, explaining, or defending usually kind of makes things worse because it's not actually about the logic and the content of what's being said. And so if you are the unfaithful partner, the best thing you can do is make sure that they feel understood. Recognize that your perspective in this is best saved for once the flooding has stopped. And so don't say things like, everything is okay. You're living in the past. It will never happen again. I know how you feel. Don't act like the betrayal never happened. Don't try to manage, control, correct, or rationalize their response while they're flooded. Don't become defensive. Please do not use shame or guilt to make the moment about yourself. Don't shame them later for how embarrassing they were earlier on in the day. Instead, listen deeply, stay compassionate, ask if they want to talk, ask if they need anything, reflect back their pain in their words, seek to understand what they're saying. Even if it's not what their kind of solid, steady position is going to be tomorrow, that pain kind of needs a place to be expressed and to go. And so hear the exact words of what they're saying without taking them too seriously as far as a commitment to what they're going to forever believe. Express your appreciation for the sacrifice they're making by continuing to stay in the relationship. Ask them if they feel heard by how you handle your response, and stay focused on their healing. You are allowed to take a break. As the unfaithful partner, you still are allowed to have some boundaries. Having a timeout agreement can be helpful to just say, hey, either one of us is allowed to call timeout as long as we also have a plan in that timeout to come back. You don't want to just use this as an excuse to avoid and flee. And when taking responsibility, find the part that is true, even if it's just a small part. Don't correct them right in the middle of it. Don't fight them on small details. Let them talk, feel, cry, be angry, express hurt, without making them wrong or without making it too focused on the facts in the moment. Afterward, feel free to have a conversation of, hey, I know you needed to get that off your chest. I do want you to know that this is how I really feel. This is how I really understand the situation. But just have a bigger time frame. You don't have to defend your honor, so to speak, in that moment. And this is kind of a big test, a big hurdle for a lot of unfaithful partners. How well can you handle this type of flooding? If you can handle it well, the betrayed partner can begin to feel a lot safer. They can start to trust you a lot more. And it can reduce the intensity of the intrusive thoughts over time because they're able to get some of it out. Now, most of the time I talk about how you're able to get a lot of that out on your own. But what better way could you practically show your love and commitment to them and your commitment to repairing the relationship than being someone who can help them through that? And one thing that might be helpful for you to understand is that when you take responsibility, it makes the betrayed partner feel less crazy, less gaslit, more like their reality is being affirmed. Your cheating caused a massive rupture in their reality. So you taking responsibility to what you did is one way that they can have a quicker path to feeling more rationally grounded again. Appreciating them emphasizes to them that their effort to stay and heal is seen. it is often a harder task to heal while staying with the person who cheated. And so appreciating them for that sacrifice goes a long way. And then if you're really confused on how to navigate it, especially if you feel like they're saying a lot of things that aren't even true, they're not based in reality, and you're not sure how to affirm it without leading them to think that things that are actually lies are true, focus on the bigger picture. Saying things as simple as, your pain matters, and I'm so sorry you're going through this right now, or you don't have to manage this alone, I'm here. I am present with you. I am committed to the recovery process. Think of true statements that you can say to them that will be some expression of your commitment and of your care for them. Please remember that recovery is not built by winning arguments or explaining your point of view every time. It's built by creating safety. It's built by taking responsibility, and it's built by staying compassionate even in the hardest moments.